Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Fun things to do with you on a Thursday is to have a look at the new tech, the new gadgets, from techguide.com.au. Always great to have Stephen Fennick along. And I was going to ask him the question, would he be prepared to line up for new technology? Then he told me off the air he's been up since 2 o'clock this morning checking out all that is new in iPhone. Stephen, good morning. You must be getting tired right about now.
Well, I've just had a big coffee, so I think I've found my second wind, Todd, so I'm ready to go.
Good to hear.
I have been up since early in the morning, and yeah, it was a pretty exciting day, actually, for Apple and their new products.
Why do you think we get so excited about something that basically is just a tool to help us get through our daily life? No one ever used to get excited about, you know, a new hairdryer or a vacuum or a, you know, a Mixmaster coming out.
Yeah, I think Apple have kind of got that touch. You know, they're such a big brand, a beloved brand. A lot of people love the brand, and anything that they release is news. Like, we're all curious to see, well, what have they come up with now? And when you're talking about an iPhone, which is, they've sold a billion of the things, so it's a popular product, I think, they've sort of captured our imagination, hence the reason why there will be lines of people outside Apple stores in another week's time
freezing to death.
When they want to buy the iPhone 7.
Exactly right. So what is so hot about the new iPhone?
Well, it's had a fair makeover. In terms of design, it's had a bit of a design tweak. It looks slightly different. It's a bit thinner, a bit lighter, just a slight tweak to the look of the product. It's got a new home button now, which is not so much a physical button, but a haptic feedback rather than similar to the trackpads on their MacBook. So it's not a physical button that actually depresses. It's more a reactive button that you can actually program yourself to do other tasks. The big thing, too, is now it's waterproof. That's a big plus for the device, that if you do spill some water or even dunk it in underwater, it's not the end of the world. It can handle that. And, of course, one thing we all predicted, and it was right, Apple killed off the headphone jack. So no more headphone jack. The 3.5mm jack is gone. But don't panic, anyone, because in the box comes a pair of earbuds that have a lightning connection. And if you've still got your old cable earphones, there's also an adapter that goes into the lightning port and then allows you to plug in your regular 3.5mm headphones as well. So they haven't left you high and dry there.
Because there have been a lot of very, very angry people that have gone and forked out a lot of money for some expensive headphones, maybe even a set of noise cancelling or something like that to take on a trip, only to find out that, hang on, I've got nowhere to plug it.
But you know what, the little headphones are going wireless now anyway. Like, you look at the latest headphones, like Bose, they're the most recent range, all Bluetooth. That seems to be the trend. Apple themselves actually announced the AirPods, which is a new wireless and wire-free earphones. Wireless because they connect via Bluetooth, but wire-free because they don't have a cable between the buds. Each bud is individual, goes into each ear, no cable in between, so true wire-free.
That is amazing, and I think that by the sound of that, we have just lost him. He's probably fallen on the hang-up button on his phone. There you go. Gives us a general idea, though. The new iPhone is out, and if you are just one of those people who must have it, then get set for it. And now watch all the other manufacturers scramble to update their designs. Well, that was Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au. Decided had enough of us this morning.
2NURFM 103.7.